Fatima, turn the air down some. I'm so busy doing all this shit. Hey, man, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ready to do our thing. Ready to make it do what it do. We're going to chop it up as we usually do. And I have my lovely co-hosts right over here. We have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
Hello. I'm good. I'm good.
And over here, we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
What up, though? What up, what up, what up, what up?
So what is happening, man? So how y'all doing, ladies?
I'm good. I feel refreshed. I've had 8 hours of sleep.
So you slept good, finally.
Had some kale. Have energy today.
That's what, did you eat some?
Because I ate a kale salad.
A kale salad.
My
there
burp
you go.
Stinks, but
uh-oh.
I'm full.
And how have you been, Bree?
I've been excellent.
Yes, you're nice and green today. You're nice and green.
I'm green and something and another color, too.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Oh, you know what, Tariq? Could I shout out this guy named Mark Burks? Me and Fatima, I invited Bree.
Uh-oh.
But Bree said she had something. Bree said she was going to be there.
You invited me where?
I invited you on Sunday. I said it was a Rail watch party. You know that show Rail that just came out?
Yeah. Now, I know Bree said she went to one of the pilot screenings and said it was real good. And I keep hearing it's good. I haven't seen
it. Yeah. I went to this watch party. I invited Bree. She turned me down. So you did. I invited you on Tuesday. Remember, he's like, oh, my little sister, da, da, da. I'm going. Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, me and Fatima went.
Okay.
And, yeah, so after we went to the watch party, we went to this little restaurant bar next door. And we were sitting at the bar, and the waitress was like, oh, that guy over there wants to buy you guys some drinks. It was one guy by himself. And we was like, which guy? So he bought us the drinks, or we ordered whatever we wanted. And then we said, we should tell him thank you. So we was like, excuse me, sir, thank you. And he walked over to us, older black man with dreads.
Okay.
His name is Mark Burks. He said he watches the show.
Oh, damn.
He was like, hey, Layla. And I was like, how you know me? He was like, I know you from Ism. And I was like, that's why he bought the drink. That was really
how you know me?
I was like, how you know me? I was all scared and nervous. Like, damn, dude. I was like, my old sugar daddy. No, I'm just joking,
shout
guys.
Out to the listeners recognizing beauty. And putting your money where your mouth is. I love that.
Yeah, that was nice. He bought us drink, Mark. So
did he spit some more game? Did he just disappear?
Fatima, come in.
Fatima. Oh, shit. Come in, Fatima. Oh, shit. They macked up on Fatima. Come on in here, Fatima. Let's know. Right, get in this mic, Fatima. What, everybody, this is the lovely Fatima.
Hey, y'all.
Listen, Fatima, what happened with the dreadlock brother?
She said we were just chilling, and he was like, or the waitress came over and said the guy wanted to buy you guys drinks, and then he was like on his phone, so I was kind of like, well, should we say something, because he was kind of like in his own world or whatever. And then he walked over and said that he recognized her voice.
Yeah.
And that's why he came over.
That loud goddamn voice. Was she in there being loud as shit? Was she in there being like cackling, snorting? So he recognized her voice.
Yeah, and he was just like, and I was just like, so he's like, oh, you're his assistant. I was like, yeah. So he just like talked to us a minute, said he was a fan and all that stuff.
So
and
nice.
Yeah, he was cool. He was really nice.
So, I mean, what did he mac up on you? You being real generic.
I was like, would y'all get down to
get
the bottom
to the
of this story?
Gritty.
Tariq not going to let it go.
Just being nice. And so let me just body.
But Layla brought it up like it was some juice, though.
I know. It is.
Fatima, come tell him.
Yeah, Fatima's being real, you know.
She's saying the same shit
Nothing
she said.
Nothing happened. It was just, we went out, had fun.
Layla, what's up?
I think he was low-key, like, kind of, like, trying to holler at Fatima, but he was trying to keep it light. That's just what I, my observation.
I didn't get that vibe.
That was my observation.
I'm thinking that you went out with this nigga and he had you in the buck.
I think
this is why we don't tell you nothing. That's exactly why.
So y'all didn't get the brother's number or nothing?
No.
Did he say he ordered a package, or he just said he was a fan? I don't remember.
I think he said he did, or he said he didn't get it yet.
Oh,
but
shit.
Yeah, he didn't get it yet.
Oh shit. Get your game up.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't get the package yet, because he would have been looking at me extra crazy. But yeah.
All right, Mr. Mark, we will get you your package, brother. We're going to include Fatima and Layla's panties in there for you, too,
oh,
brother.
No,
I'm going
don't.
Back to my area.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Special gift for Mark.
Yes, indeed.
He was so nice, but he got his drinks. That was very gentlemanly.
What kind of drinks did he get?
Whatever we wanted.
Why do that matter?
No.
I just wanted to know.
But honestly, we were civilized. We ordered wine.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to turn up. I had to do something.
Hennessy and Patron. You know, I didn't know what you.
I had to take my son to school the next day.
You go.
I was like, no, I'm just drinking wine, sir.
How they do it, Tariq?
Wait, what?
Hennessy, Sarah. When the nigga buy some free shit, it's turn the fuck up time.
Hey, I swear I see it all the time. Oh shit, bitch, he buying it. Oh, we need a bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of rosé.
I, you know, I don't want to make Tariq look bad.
No.
So I was like, I'm gonna be civilized.
Oh Lord, that shout out to that brother.
Yeah.
Now, Bree, what is happening out here in the news, dear?
So y'all, okay. I thought, you know, we had covered this story already. I just asked them. I'm like, so did Cardi B and Nicki Minaj have a fight last week?
Because
that's all people been talking about. So how do y'all feel about the two leading ladies of rap boxing right now? Like, grown-ass men have rap beefs and don't box as of late.
Yeah.
So how, like, what the hell?
Yeah, I thought, I didn't like that. I thought it was just, it's a bad look for the music game because
for the culture.
For the culture, because hip-hop already gets a bad rap. So you got the top ladies in here scrapping it up. So now that's going to make it difficult for people to really book their shows again because they're like, okay, we're going to bring them in. They doing this nigga shit. So I think in that perspective, it kind of makes the block hot. Some people were kind of justifying it. They were like, hey, if you're going to turn up, you turn up any goddamn way.
But should it have stayed in music?
No. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. I think it should have. Because I feel like people were saying, and it's true, everybody wants to be tough on Twitter.
Right.
Everybody wants to, because like you be on Twitter, you say what you say, but you could back it up.
Right.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Right, right.
A lot of people want to do all this Instagram gangsta-ing, and then when you see him in person, they scared.
Yeah.
So she was basically proving like she's putting her money where her mouth is. Who is she, Cardi?
Cardi,
yeah.
Now, some people say Cardi was keeping it real, and I can understand that. Sometimes if you're a real motherfucker, you're a real motherfucker all the time. I get that.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, I'm playing the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj, she's, you know, the word is she does a lot of slick shit behind the scenes, kind of undermining people. Okay, I get that. I don't know if she said anything about Cardi B's child.
She liked the comment on Instagram.
Who made a comment about Cardi B's kid?
Some random fan.
And then Nicki liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did the fan say?
I don't know.
If they said something about the baby or more so her parenting, her as a mother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yeah, like who gives it every day?
Yeah.
It happens every day.
But I will say this. When like people could say whatever they want to say about me, it really doesn't bother me. But if you say something about child or my parenting skills, that makes me very sensitive, and that's because I know I go so hard for my son.
But why would you give that much energy to negative person?
That is
like,
so
you,
true,
she's
Bri.
Really trying to
that
pull
is
the,
so true.
That's
but
side it,
when it comes
like,
to your kids, you,
I mean, you're right. You I don't have kids,
crazy.
So I don't know, but I just,
it's like,
I feel like Cardi in the position that she's in, a million people have said something bad about her. So it touched a nerve when Nicki liked a picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's some camaraderie there. They try to act like it's all beef.
Yeah.
But it's something there that they want to be friends and want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because how do you not like somebody that much? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nicki could be a little jealous.
I think so.
I hear a lot of stuff. Like, they say that Nicki will tell people she's not going to work with them if they work with a certain female artist, that type of thing. And everybody ain't lying. I mean, a lot of female rappers, they like Lil' Kim. Just everybody says they have a problem with Nicki. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
But again, should they have escalated this thing at that event?
Well, that's what people were
that's
saying.
The thing.
What other event would
they
should
have
happened
at? Yeah, I mean,
okay,
yeah.
Tariq, if it was at the BET Awards, would we give a damn?
Yeah,
it would be even more wretched.
It kind of would, because people it's would so expect expected. That they would have been all like, oh, these niggas go all oh, shit. Here they go, BET. You know, so they would have expected it there.
But they were saying that, like, why do we respect like white people events and don't respect our own? Like, everybody's tripping because it was the bizarre whatever party. But if it was at BET, we'd be like, okay, yeah, they should have threw down. But we want to respect the, oh my gosh, it's Fashion Week.
No, I don't feel like that. I don't. I don't think it should have came to that point. Like,
right.
In general, right?
Because they already expect niggas to be on some nigga shit. Right. So when they come up there on some nigga shit, it's like, oh my god, Cardi B and Nicki. They almost knocked me over. You know, they're going to put extras on it. So they shouldn't have done it there.
Yeah.
I just don't think
they should have done it. Yeah.
They shouldn't have done it, period. You know, it's not a real beef. It's not even real beef.
There's jealousy there. Let that shit
Cardi
ride. Let that bitch be jealous.
Cardi started it. She should have just left. I mean, she did walk over there and she was like,
she got lumped in the head. Somebody lumped her in the head. She had a big ass knot on her goddamn. They called her Naughty B. Yeah, was it Ra Ali who hit her in the head?
No.
Okay.
No. Ra, they were saying some girl in the white was Ra, but Ra ended up having on all black. So oh, like okay. Some okay. other chick.
Is that Nikki's friend, Ra Ali?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they were friends.
Man, so, you know, hopefully they get all that shit together, you dig, and don't fight at upscale events, or don't fight
what,
at any.
I'm like, what are they supposed to fight in the alley?
Yeah.
Maybe downstairs, hoes.
Yeah, fight at, do like they used to do back in the day, fight outside the radio station. They used to fight outside Hot 97 all the time.
Damn,
that was the shit.
Really?
Yeah, people would get shot outside of Hot 97.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It shouldn't be.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
rap.
Yeah,
y'all fucking rap. Just like,
yeah, yeah.
I
mean,
that?
Come on, they rap. Y'all rap about y'all pussy and drinks and the club. It ain't that serious. Mm-hmm. My
yeah.
God. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I wasn't going to talk about this next, but I just do want to mention that, at least Drake and Meek Mill made up.
Yeah, that was cool.
On a positive note.
Yeah, that
people
was cool.
Was going crazy over that.
Yeah,
right?
That was cool.
Yeah, he brought him out in Boston. But I heard they've been kind of made up, but I think they just wanted to show the world, like, look, we're two black men. We settle our differences. Here we go. I think that was a good example.
Yeah.
People
I wish
them.
Pac and Biggie could have did that.
I know. And they probably could.
That beef was like, it wasn't even a real beef either.
It turned into
East Coast, West Coast after, you know.
It was a real beef because Pac got shot. Up there
no,
in New
but
York.
I'm saying, like, where did it stem from? Like,
well,
some bullshit.
It was some cats in Brooklyn. It was some cats in Brooklyn that Biggie knew. So, you know, that was some real, real street shit. But
Pac didn't have nothing to do with Biggie. I mean, kind of.
Well, Biggie knew the folks, and Biggie was kind of being cryptic with what was going on. Like, hey, man, watch out. And, like, what do you mean, watch out? Tell me what the fuck is happening. And he didn't want to tell him that, hey, there's some niggas out here trying to get at him like that. So Tupac felt a certain way about that.
I mean,
is that why Tupac had, like, slept with Faith Evans or something? It was a rumor, allegedly.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was mad at Biggie because of this. He got shot?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, because Biggie, you know, they knew the folks. They knew the people, the cats in Brooklyn.
I wonder, is that really true?
They knew the people. I mean, shit, you
Tariq,
had to.
You was alive back then. What's up?
Yeah. Like, your ass is from the Disney Channel. You was alive too. Bree be in here acting like she on the Mickey Mouse Club and shit.
I was too young.
Who's that Jagged Edge? Who are that? Is that like the Temptations? Who is that? Like, they are oldies. Come on now.
My mother, look, they did not let me listen to secular music.
Who is Ashanti? I heard her. Did she perform with Gladys Knight back in the Motown days? Get
out of
here.
Really? Your parents didn't let you?
No, we couldn't listen to certain music, so I was sneaking and listen to
what?
Music.
Really? Your player ass dad didn't let y'all
what?
Listen. Your dad is a player from the Himalayas.
Yeah, but he listened to, like, Al Green and shit. Like, he's still to this day, like, that's why I listen to that type of music still. Because of his old ass.
Man.
What? You couldn't listen to regular music? Like,
no, not rap music.
Belvin DeVoe?
No, not really.
What?
Wow. Like, we, so I could use
you at home.
CeCe Peniston.
17 years old listening to Shirley Caesar.
Now, when I was old enough to know better and sneak and record shit on my own, it was good. But
you couldn't even bust. You were twerking to Mahalia Jackson albums and shit. Poor Bree, she's been sheltered. My God.
I would have never thought that.
Meeting your parents, they seem like they would be real cool and let you listen to stuff. That's,
right. We cool now, but shit.
She's grown now. So.
Man.
That's crazy.
Now, there was a rumor about Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans, speaking of Biggie, fighting.
Having a fight the same day.
The same day. Is that true? Because nobody's confirmed that yet.
So Layla said Mary said she
was
in
she tweeted something. I'm looking for it right now. She said, of course that was made up. She tweeted this.
Okay.
Of course that was made up.
No, but she said, I was shooting a movie in Louisiana.
Okay.
I just got here today.
So a Mary J. Blige looking like that too?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Shit. Somebody tell us what happened.
I know, yeah, because that's what she said. I mean, that could just be damage control. But
well, why would she lie, though?
I can't see her lying, though.
And you know, and why would they fight? And,
for
you know,
what?
For
Stevie
what?
J.
I don't think Mary was fucking with no Stevie J or nothing like that.
No.
You never know.
Between him and Bobby Brown, anything is possible.
Yes. And speaking of Bobby Brown, did y'all see the Bobby Brown story?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. They did the hell out of that.
I wish they made it a real movie. They can get that.
Yeah.
Man,
but it was good that it was a two.
I
like the two.
The two parts.
That was very good.
And
Woody
Gabrielle
did a great
Dennis.
Job. She's excellent.
Lord have mercy, y'all. Did she or did she not play the hell out of Whitney Houston?
She played the hell out of Whitney Houston.
She played her so well. I'm like, I felt the waves. Yes. Like, even though she don't look like her, I'm like, in my heart, I know that's how Whitney Houston was acting.
Yeah, because a lot of folks will complain, well, she don't look like Whitney, but no, she had the cadence, everything. She had everything really down.
So good.
And that's just a great, the casting was great. The people they got to play Bobby Christina looked just like her ass.
No, that's Raina.
Yeah.
That's Raina from Raina, Power.
Yeah, Raina. But the other little one, it was two. Oh, yeah, they had a little one look just like her. That was Robbie Reed. Shout out to Robbie Reed. They cast the hell out of that.
She's dope.
But yeah, they got Raina.
People Raina dying. Everything.
I know they're like, they keep killing off Raina.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But you know what I wanted to ask you, Tariq? Because I was watching an interview with the guy that played Bobby Brown, Woody.
What is his
McClain,
last name?
Yeah. Woody McClain. And he was saying that he likes girls that shoot they shot. And I thought that was interesting because he said he doesn't really talk to girls. Like you know, he just basically waits for girls to talk to him. And then it got me to thinking, are a lot of guys like that? Because we could be missing out on guys that we may not think like us because they're just kind of shy and we don't know it.
And I've seen him out several times, and he will stand back and wait to somebody
he
come.
He said
to
he
well,
does not.
He's Woody. He's right, Woody right, the Great right, now, right. So everybody will come. But I know I've seen that. I've watched that happen.
But, Deuce, we like that. We like a woman who kind of, you know, lets us know that, you know, it's choosing season.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if we shoot our shot, we don't look thirsty?
No.
You guys don't think she's a hoe. She's
no,
a
no,
bitch,
no,
she's
no,
a
no, 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 no.
And
no,
then
no.
How do you choose when several people are choosing you? Like, how does that process work when women start choosing you?
I mean, shit, whoever you vibing with, you roll with. Just like dudes. And when dudes try to holler at y'all kind of feel the niggas out. Y'all see if he's a thirsty nigga who's shooting his shot with everybody.
That's us as women. Me and I don't feel like y'all going to decipher. It's going to be like, oh, join, welcome.
Think we're just going to get all of them?
Why not?
Right.
They clearly like you. You don't have to do the guesswork.
No, but we like to see a woman who can shoot her shot. And so if we feeling her, we feeling her, we'll rock with her.
I would have never thought. So, Bree, have you slid into anybody's DMs ever in life that you thought was cute, but you may have kept it light? But
I had probably once or twice.
Mm. That's crazy.
What did you say? What was your introductory line?
I have no idea. I have no, because it was so long ago. But it's just certain people you see and be like, goddamn. But then it's still Instagram, so it's like, shit. You never know if they even gonna see the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
because I felt like that one time in my whole life. Because I'm really not a person. Like, I'm so old school in that way where I feel like a guy has to talk to me. But my homegirl's like, you gotta get out of that. She was like, I always want a guy to text me first, and this is probably just wrong. I know it's not right. And then I'm not aggressive in that way. Even if I think somebody's cute or I'm vibing with him and I like him, I will not fucking text him or call. I'll wait till he texts me. I don't know why I'm like that. I'm trying to work with myself. I know I need to work on that. Because I don't want to come off
thirsty. Of course, a lot of women don't want to come off thirsty and desperate, and dudes don't either. That's the thing. A lot of dudes, they have that same mentality. You know, like, I don't want to come say hi to this woman, and she's thinking that I'm one of these dusty niggas out here that's thirsty. I'm really trying to get to know her. I'm trying to see what's popping with her. I'm checking her out in particular. I ain't hollering at everybody. And sometimes if you step to somebody and say, hey, how you doing? They'll kind of, you know, they've been dealing with so many thirsty niggas that night. They'll try to play you like that.
Right.
They're like, I'm fine. I'm just.
So how do we do it?
It definitely gets to that point.
How do we do it? Like, okay, so if I thought, because that's what I say. Sometimes you see that one guy and you're like, it doesn't happen often. You see that one guy and you're like, damn, I want to talk to him, but I don't know how to, how would I talk to him first, without coming off thirsty? How do you talk to him first without coming off thirsty?
Layla, I've watched you do this with dudes.
What?
Layla be out here finessing the niggas in the club.
She just start some random conversation and then be a
laughing
at everything
he's
saying.
You know why, Bree? Because this just be the drink buyer. This don't be a guy that I really, really like. It could just be a drink buyer. Like, I feel like guys that I really like, I get shy.
Oh, okay.
But guys I don't give a fuck about, I will literally talk your ear off. It's like, because I don't care.
Well, you got to do the whole laugh. You know, there's a whole laugh. You just,
what's
it's a cackle.
Laugh?
You know, you just cackle very out of context to let a nigga know you choosing. You know, you're
what?
Like, you're like, hey, you here by yourself? No, I got some friends.
You know, please don't do that.
The whole laugh.
Please don't do that.
You do the whole.
Is that how you win?
The whole cackle. you know.
Oh God,
it's the whole laugh. You laugh. Yeah, look, you see some women get around dudes, yeah, and they trying to get the dudes to choose. They are cackling their ass off. Niggas be
that's
like,
very
man,
true.
man, I'm drunk as hell. The whole laugh is a motherfucker.
So that's the route I'm taking. Yeah. That's what we doing right now. I'm doing the whole laugh.
Yeah, just do the whole laugh.
I'm not doing the whole laugh.
You're not gonna do the whole laugh.
I think I do that already without knowing it.
Man,
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, try the whole laugh. Try a nice hearty whole laugh.
The fact that you keep saying it though, try the whole laugh. Do a commercial.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a
man,
whole laugh?
Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, in the midst of everything we talked about already, Mr. Mac Miller passes away.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Random as hell.
Yeah.
And it says the news line said he passed away from a drug overdose. But then, boom, 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 research shows there was no drugs in his system.
Oh, damn.
What? Damn. I didn't hear
damn,
that.
I didn't know that. Damn. Oh, wow. Shit. What happened?
Who the hell knows at this point? Like, what is going on in the industry?
Wait a minute.
What is going on in the
industry? How did he die? That's scary.
So good. His death is what is the word they use when they haven't came to a conclusion?
What is it called?
I forgot the
inconclusive.
Technical.
Is it inconclusive?
I think it is. He had an inconclusive something.
Yeah.
Are they sure?
And you know they were blaming Ariana Grande. They were saying that she broke his heart and all. They were how y'all gonna blame her for
that
shit?
That don't make no sense.
We all go through shit, please.
Yeah,
damn, it's like you. So the thing about all of these rich people, like a lot of rich, very rich, wealthy people have been passing, and some of them have been wealthy for a long time. Some of them just came into wealth at a very like rapid rate, but they're all still wealthy. And all you see on social media, on the news, is everybody, I'm chasing the bag. I can't go to sleep. I got to get this money.
Yeah.
And everybody is running after something that don't want them to catch it. And they dying in a, like, I don't understand. I don't understand why is the wealth killing people.
Man, because see, the money don't really make you happy. That's the thing. A lot of folks think, okay, I got to get this paper, and they'll get the paper by any means, but you get it and you still depressed. Mm-hmm. You can fuck everybody who you want, and that's not gonna make you happy. You can get all the nigga trinkets and the clothes, and that's not gonna make you happy. The shit already has to be there. If you ain't happy when you broke, you're not gonna really be happy if you got some paper. A lot of people think that, well, money, if I get a gang of money, all my problems are gonna go away. No, your problems are compounded when you get paper. So you already have to be grounded. So that's what a lot of folks don't understand. So a lot of folks, especially in the music industry, you get a lot of people who go from 0 to 100. They get a hit record or get popular and they get money very fast. So it's almost like hitting the lottery to a certain degree. So psychologically, you haven't built yourself up to deal with those type of major issues when you get paper. And when you get those major money problems and you haven't built your mindset up to that, you went from broke to having some paper, and now you got big paper problems. You still got women problems. You still got nigga problems.
Still got family problems.
Your family's still
gotten even worse.
It's gotten absolutely worse. So now, you got millions of fake motherfuckers around you now too. Mm-hmm. That really makes it worse. Pretending that they're down, and then you see how fake everybody is, and now you're like, well, shit, I'm lonelier than ever now. That pushes people over the edge.
Yeah, because a lot of people will just be around. You know who your real friends are when you ain't got shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But that's why you see most entertainers, you know, they're around people that they grew up with.
Right.
Like Jay-Z fuck with the niggas he grew up in the projects with.
For real.
You did?
Right. On some real shit.
You did? And that's the reason why.
But have y'all been seeing Watch the Throne 2? Little hints.
I haven't seen that.
I'm like, for you to say Jay-Z fuck with his people, he fucked with Kanye for a long way.
Yes, indeed.
And then he saw some other shit in him, and now it's like, I wonder if they getting back to it, because if Drake and Meek can get back to it, I feel like Jay
would love that.
Absolutely. Did y'all see where George Zimmerman, they said he was threatening Beyonce? Wasn't that crazy?
Yes!
Yes, that was weird. So why? I didn't get to the bottom of it. Because
they did that documentary about him.
Yeah, and
he was in that documentary, and they were talking to a private investigator, and they were texting back and forth with Zimmerman, and Zimmerman was talking shit about Jay-Z, calling Beyonce a broke whore and shit.
That don't even sound right.
Yeah, he was talking
real
greasy.
Yeah, why? But why ain't nobody, who is he protected by?
Man. And then people, they were putting his address on the internet, and I'm shit, what y'all gonna do? You dig?
Right.
You dig?
Hopefully,
I know. So that was very interesting. Layla, what else is happening out here?
I don't like this because, when there's kids involved, it gets real messy. Matt Barnes and his ex-wife, Gloria Govan?
Yes.
Yes. Well, she took him to court. No, I'm sorry. My bad. Uh-oh. He took her to court. He took her to court to get a restraining order and also get temporary custody of the kids.
Right.
And the judge granted him temporary custody of the kids because the reason why they granted it to him is because she tried to run him over with a car with the kids in the car.
Oh, damn.
So that's like child endangerment, technically.
Damn.
Yeah, so now, she has custody of the kids. And it's kind of sad because there's kids involved. But, yeah, so that's what, he's going through.
And I got to get that brother on the show. Matt, you got to come on the show because I would love to talk to you about what's going on, brother.
Yes.
For real.
That's going to be very interesting.
Because isn't his ex-wife with Derek's sister?
Yeah.
They're married.
They're married now?
I think so.
What?
I think they got married.
Family is Derek Fisher and Gloria Govan. I think that's the name.
Are they engaged?
Are they married or engaged? And that's so scandalous.
What'd you think about that, though? That's scandalous. Like his old friend.
His old friend. And, that's scandalous. That's so scandalous.
And they've been consistently in the news since she's been on Basketball Wives. So, Matt Barnes been going through it with her.
Yeah.
Consistently in the news all of these years about their damn kids. And that's just sad. Yeah. How was y'all able to coexist at one point and now you can't even be co-parents for your kids? You guys made these humans together.
Yeah.
That shit is ridiculous.
I hate when it gets that. Yeah. Nas is going through something like that. Yes. Now with Kelly, y'all see the post he put up?
Yes. Oh,
man.
Lord
and
Jesus.
That's so out of Nas's character. Nas is a real laid back dude. He was shit. I text him to see if it's okay. I'm damn. But yeah, he was going in talking about, she ain't let me see the kids. She's just running me through the ringer. I'm going through hell. She's trying to get more money. I'm like, God damn, Khalees.
Yeah, it's that money. Because I don't think she was bothering him like this. Or just, Nas is a quiet dude.
Yeah. But
sometimes those quiet people, they just need to get it out sometime.
He
just couldn't take
it. Yeah,
he's
look, I just can't. And because she's in the media talking about he was abusive. Mm-hmm. And then they tried
to. And so what if he was?
And they tried to do that whole Me Too thing with him. You know what I'm saying? They were kind of low-key trying to do that.
What? So do you think she's just saying that? Or what if he was beating her ass?
I don't see Nas as so laid back. And that was something she was saying.
You can say that about Fab. Fab is hella laid back, and then you saw him on that video, rah, rah, rah. I was shit.
But the thing is, when somebody's trying to get money, and they're if you don't give me no more money, I'm gonna go to the media. It's almost like blackmail. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people do little shit like that.
It's kind of hard to decipher.
Right, it's kind of hard to decipher. And I just don't see Nas doing no shit like that.
I really don't see it either.
And now I see Khalees. Trying to, finesse some more paper. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She looked batshit crazy.
Yes, indeed. And unfortunately, them crazy motherfuckers' pussies be real goddamn good.
Oh, my God.
Crazy pussy. For some reason, it's the best. I don't know why. I don't know why y'all crazy motherfuckers.
You do know why. Shut up.
I don't know. Y'all crazy motherfuckers out there be doing
it. That is pretty funny. You get Nas on the show.
I should.
Look,
I've been. I know. Y'all been wanting them to come over so y'all can shoot your shot. But anyway.
Whatever, Terry.
Watch Layla shoot her shot.
I'm doing the whole laugh. I know
I can do the whole laugh with Nas. I love Illmatic. Layla, what else is happening out here? Dude, well, no, Bree. Yes. We need Bree with the beautiful green on.
I just want to drop this little knowledge on y'all
before I get
to my story.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Miss Kim Kardashian is going to law school. Y'all chew on that for a little bit.
I heard about that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what is that?
Going to law school. Kim is going to law school. And Ye is supporting that shit. No, I'm just kidding. But big ups to her for going back. First of all, let me not get in her business because I was about to say how much other schooling has she had to even get to the point that she can get into law school. So maybe she paid her way. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she has the accolades. Who knows? But, she's been advocating a lot for prison reform and talking to the president a lot. And so I'm guessing this role that she's taking is leading her to want to
get into politics maybe. Maybe
delve
that's what she's
more.
Doing.
Yeah, possibly politics. But I just.
But her dad, I think honestly, it could have something to do with her dad. Her dad was a very, very, very prominent lawyer.
You think she gonna get grandfathered in, or she gonna have to go through? You know, they're gonna do
the honorary thing. They're just gonna kind of slide her through for the recognition. The schools are gonna get recognition. They're gonna get publicity.
That's true.
So they're gonna give her some kind of honorary law degree.
But it'll be dope if she really did it though, like really went and did
her
it.
Her big booty ass ain't about to study no fucking law.
Like Swiss Beats went back and got her.
I know. Yeah. But Kim Kardashian makes $1 million for like a 2-minute walkthrough somewhere.
That's true. Maybe she's bored though.
Say her big booty ass.
Maybe she's bored. Maybe you know you have so much money.
She has three kids.
Well, she has probably a hella nannies.
Yeah, I mean,
that she ain't taking care of them kids.
They're sitting on major money. She makes way too much money too fast. If you can make all that money that fast,
that's true.
Instead of I'm gonna sit up here and study law, these hard ass law books and all of these statutes.
She'll pay somebody to read that
exactly.
Put it in my brain.
Yeah.
I used to pay people to write my own.
I already knew that.
A couple times.
You pay people to do what?
No, I said no, not all the time. If I had like a big thesis or something and I have time to do it, I do my whole laugh and get somebody to write it.
There you go. Damn, this work is hard. Come in, nigga. Lord.
Uh-uh.
Man, let me get the phone lines cracking in a minute to see what's going on with the family. But Bree, anything else happening out here?
Yeah, so I was only trying to drop that knowledge on y'all. I didn't want to talk about Kim.
Yes.
But anyway, Miss Kenya Moore wins. Y'all know who Kenya Moore is.
Of course.
But did you guys know she got fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I didn't know that.
I thought she quit.
I didn't know that.
So she got fired.
I didn't know she got fired. I thought she quit. I knew she left.
Yeah. I was seeing a post. So apparently her and her husband Mark signed on with the E Network for a 2-show series.
Oh.
For her baby. For having a baby.
Okay.
And check this. The coin is the same amount as if she would have did a full season of Housewives of Atlanta.
Damn.
Get your coin, sis.
Damn.
Wow. And they say if the show get good ratings, they're going to give her a full show.
I hope she gets it.
And you know what? I'm not saying I don't hope she get it. I just won't be watching because Kenya is pretty annoying to me.
Yeah.
I'm here for her getting her coin.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to watch it. She's not that interesting to me.
But a lot of people, I think to a lot of older women that probably the ones that used to watch soap operas. I think they be into that real hard.
Right.
Man. But yeah, because a lot of them, they don't want to just be beholden to the Housewives of Atlanta. They don't want to be stuck there. Like NeNe, she was the only one who was able to branch out and do a lot of other stuff. And Candy, you know, she does.
I'm like, what? NeNe wasn't the only one?
Yeah, Candy.
I like Candy.
But I mean, always go back to that check, though.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
They always go back to that check. It must be a good check for them.
Yeah, of course. So is Sheree going to be there, too? I heard she's not going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think Sheree.
She fired for the second time. That's the second time she's been fired. Yeah. Is Chateau Sheree finished?
Lord.
No, I didn't.
That's still a question.
It's Chateau Section 8 right now. Shit. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Flex, what's going on? This is Q calling from Detroit.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Layla Britt.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Flex, I got a quick question for you. I'm a long-time listener.
Go ahead.
And it seems like the brothers and the sisters are out here catching a bad rep. So my question to you is, how does Wiz Black folk tied up on etiquette? You know what I'm saying? It's like we're getting a bad rep for not being classy enough in a lot of places and spaces. So how do we tie up on etiquette, man?
Okay, I'll touch on that. Thanks for the call. Basically, just don't act ratchet. Just don't act like a goddamn ratchet. Don't be fighting Cardi B. Don't fight Nicki. I mean, just... We know how to act. We know how to act. Like, just act like you in church. When you go to church, motherfuckers know how to act. We know how to have the right etiquette. Sometimes we get a couple of drinks or whatever, and we just like trying to show out. So we know how to act.
And
we know how to carry ourselves. And some people, try to say, well, we shouldn't be trying to act a certain way around white folks. It ain't about white people. Yeah. Just don't be outside acting ratchet as fuck. Right. You know? You dig?
No, it's just funny because you're just like, don't act ratchet.
It's that goddamn simple.
It really is.
Oh, well, before I get another call, Serena Williams.
Man,
the stuff
that
Serena.
That damn cartoonist.
That cartoon. They did a cartoon of Serena Williams in Australia that was so goddamn racist.
Yeah.
Not only they made her, they did one of them old school caricatures. Yeah, they made her
big lips.
big ass lips, her hair sticking up on her big head. Booty. She's the angry black woman jumping around, which she wasn't doing
and,
there.
And then the other chick was a little white right, blonde, they which made she her wasn't white. Even.
Exactly.
She wasn't even white and blonde.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And Serena, for some reason, she keeps trying to make it into a sexism issue. She keeps talking about, well, this is all sexist. It's because I'm a woman. Do y'all think that she's afraid to say what it really is? This is about race. Because of her husband. Do y'all think that?
Kind of.
Yeah, but the girl she went against, she was black too.
No. Right?
Well, she's black. She is black.
Yeah,
she's black.
She was. Yeah, she was.
Mixed, yeah, she even checked the reporter too. When he's like, oh, you're Japanese. She was like, and Haitian.
Right.
So, I mean, if you mix with black, to me, you're black.
But yes, you are. You are. But Serena keeps, she doesn't want to say anything about race for something. She's like.
Well, yeah, she's probably just trying to keep it light for her husband. Right.
Yeah, she got to say face.
I think she's keeping it light.
She's a bad bitch.
I knew he was going to do something. He's too quiet.
Damn, I guess I ain't choking.
No, I'm not saying she's a bad bitch. She's a bad bitch. I'm not saying she's a bad one. I like Serena.
To the beat.
I like this song. I'm not saying she's a bad
Serena do not like. No, I like Serena.
I do like Serena.
I do like Serena.
I just
think she's saving face though. I ain't gonna lie about that, but yeah. I do like her.
Yeah. I mean, what else she's supposed to do? She's ten toes down right now.
Yeah. If I did have a white husband, I don't care. I'm still gonna speak out because
that's what she needs.
You have to have somebody like. Then you're being a coon, right?
Right, right.
Like, if you date outside of your race and you put them on your code, then you're good.
Right.
But if you trying to save face and tiptoe around, then no. Like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. White husband or not, you better
ride. So you had
a
white husband and they were discriminating against you and you had sponsors and all that shit, would you say, hey, they are being racial to me?
Yes. Sponsors are no.
She's a bad bitch.
Lately, we bucking them little eyes. No. Oh, why are they doing this? They doing this to me because
I'm about to lose them sponsorship.
They doing this to me because I'm mixed.
No. Think about it though. Look at Nike, how they gave Kaepernick that deal. Yeah. Right now, you can kind of do it and talk up a little bit. Now, maybe back in the day,
she's also in that Kaepernick ad.
Yeah,
Serena Williams.
Yeah, yeah, so Nike ain't gonna care. You know, she got enough money and she
Nike
got fine.
Nike ain't gonna care. Damn.
She got fine though.
Damn. Yeah, they gave her 17,000. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's doctor game.
Yeah,
doctor points.
And
it just went
you
on
got
and
white
on.
Tennis players who would act a goddamn fool, yep, and they didn't get punished like that. Like the Andre Agassi's and the John McEnroe's and some of the white women players, they would act a fool too, and they didn't get all these docs and
fines. I feel like it could have been both, though. It could have been racism for sure. That's 100%. And sexism. It's fucking both. Really,
right.
Really.
What's up? Who's calling? Oh, let's try it again.
Harrow.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Flex? What's up, Bree? What's going on, Layla? This is Cuddy.
What's up, Cuddy?
Hey, y'all. Calling out of Las Vegas. Hot as a motherfucker.
I know it is. I got to get to that. I ain't been to Vegas in a long time,
rehab,
man.
Y'all ass need to stay rehab. Still.
I know, shit. I know, because I leave and y'all asses be watching my Instagram lives like, where this nigga at? what's going on, Cuddy? How you been, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm doing great, man. Just calling to let you know, man, I'm supporting you 100, man. I got all your DVDs, your lectures, and I just dropped something on that Hidden Colors 5.
My man, much respect, brother. Thank you so much, brother.
Real talk, man. We got to get this movement going, and you already know, man, you're thorough in the game, and I'm 100% behind you. But I got an inquiry I always thought about, and I wanted to ask you this. You know, everything you say across the board, I always agree with. But it's one thing I disagree with you on heavily, and that's integrated relationships, marriages, etc.
Yeah.
And one thing I respect is you always kept your same answer, your same thing. But I don't see how you feel like it's okay for somebody to be in an interracial relationship. Even if they ain't cooning, that doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
This is our enemy, and as you said, we have no friends.
And the reason I say that is because you got to understand our psyche. When you tell people they can't do something, that creates a greater desire. So if you start telling people, man, don't be in no interracial relationships, niggas going to sit up here and start desiring white women more. They're going to be desiring white daddy more. So that's going to make people more desirous. So I tell people, do what you do. Just be on code. Still be on the code of empowerment. Because white people, when they date interracially, they are still on the white supremacist code.
Yeah, all
the
time.
All the time. God damn it. God damn it. It's loud. Okay, cut it. Hold on. Shit. Okay, I got to cut that off. But cut it. I'm going to still answer your question, Cuddy. The thing is, like I said, when white people, white men and white women, when they are in interracial relationships, they still stay on code. That's why I say we can do the same thing as long as we're on code. Kim Kardashian, that woman has had every black dick in LA.
Oh, shit.
But she will still be her ass up at the White House up under Trump. Because her family, they're Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. You understand that? Just be very clear. Caitlyn Jenner is an open Trump supporter. The dad. They support Trump. That's why they're always up there. And that's why Kanye had on that Make America Great Again hat. Yep. That nigga was in the sunken place. He was influenced by them. Mm-hmm. Let's be very clear. That's why that nigga was crying recently. He don't know what to do. He's all confused. You know, he got the white witch Armenian pussy at home. And his consciousness, so he's very conflicted right now. But the thing is, white people, when they have sex with us, they are still on the white supremacist code. They know how to get out of that bed and go back to maintaining dominance and control over us. They would do it on the slave plantations. They would lay up with plantation women all day, get up and make her go pick goddamn cotton. We're the only ones who get confused by interracial sex. So I say, get your interracial sex, but just don't be confused. I don't like to tell people what they don't do or shouldn't do because that makes people thirst even more. So just be on code. Just always be on code with things. Now, Bree, you were talking about the other day, like your lovely hair. Mm-hmm. A lot of white dudes was trying to holler. Mm-hmm. And a lot of white dudes, you know, we were talking about the whole cosplay thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when they see sisters who they think are into that, you know, it's a fetish. So have you ever had white dudes kind of try to fetishize you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even outside of having purple hair.
Yeah.
All the time, yeah.
It's that whole, when they approach you, it's like, what's it like to be with a black girl? That type of thing.
Yep, that's exactly.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the creep on, their face turn into something else. Like they walk up to you like, all of a sudden I'm the prey.
Yeah.
And it's like, we can't even have a real conversation, or they struggle to have a real conversation because they can't see past the sexual desire that they have. And it's overwhelming. Like, it slapped me in the fucking face. So before you even say something, I'm already turned off. Like, I don't even want to have this conversation with you. Even like people walking by, because I've gotten a lot of compliments by people just like even walking by, like, oh my God, you look so, I love your hair, or you look so nice.
Yeah.
But the same energy is still there. Mm. It's never been like a genuine connection, or it's just, it's always.
What do they be saying though?
The like, lust is standing in front
of them. You can feel it. You can sense it.
Yeah, you feel it.
Can
sense like the energy. But like he said, what's it like to be with the black? Like, that's just the energy that I get off of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever your mama gonna do for you, because you got the wrong one.
Right.
Get your ass.
And white women do the same thing. White women have that same energy to niggas.
They do. I watch it.
I don't like that shit. I don't like the white girl who just want a nigga. That shit, that ain't cute to me. They come up, hey, I got the new Wu-Tang, you know. Okay, Becky. I don't. What the fuck you talking to me? That whole thing.
But don't want to bring you home. Yeah. And don't want to show you off. Nah, it's just, yeah.
No.
And white women are, they'll take you home faster than a white man will take you anywhere.
White man is not taking no black.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, you already, it's just one of those things. I have yet to meet a genuine male of white man that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the white dudes, they try to keep you hidden. They keep you hidden somewhere. Well, the white girl, you know, she'll take you home to her mom because her mom has been back and forth to Jamaica bobbing on jerk dicks. Bobbing on curry dicks in Jamaica.
Low-key, right?
Yeah, low-key. Have y'all been to the Caribbean?
I've
watched
Jamaica.
A documentary on exactly what you're talking about.
I've been on the beaches of Jamaica, and that's all you
see.
They
be swinging. I went to Jamaica, and I felt like when I seen like the little white couples, they would be friendly to me, and I would feel like it didn't feel like genuine friendliness. It felt like ooh, hey, little black girl, like, I'm gonna take you, kidnap you, and tie you up, like I'm a snack.
And Layla was in there like,
no, I wasn't.
You didn't do the whole
hell
animal.
No,
that's what she did.
Oh no, I didn't. I ran the hell
with
away
with jerk chicken sauce on my fingers.
Y'all do not know me when I go out of town. I be so paranoid when I go out to other countries. Like I went to Mexico, I was paranoid. Like, then people be weird. Like, I be hearing about all kind of crazy stuff, dying in hotel rooms. I be acting real funny style of town. Like, I don't. Yeah.
Man.
I'm a scary bitch too now. I be funny style out the country.
Man.
Hell no. Even the little Jamaican dudes that was working at the resort was, they were nice, but I was still like, you look, hey, girl, so, got the ganja after hours.
So y'all go out of the country and y'all see Layla running down the street in a sombrero yelling, help.
Help.
Just pick her
help
up.
Help her. Please help her. Don't let nobody get her. My God. Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, Mr. Stevie J is back in the news and for reasons that don't have nothing to do with him.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Apparently, his son, of course, they have to say it's Mr. Stevie J's son. His son, Dorian, which is the one that looks exactly like him, because you know he has a couple sons, but there's one that looks exactly like him. He's 23.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was Instagramming a transgender woman.
Oh, damn.
Boom.
Hilaria. What do you mean Instagramming a
checking
trans?
For, hello, how you doing? Where you at, baby girl? You know, checking for on Instagram. So, my question is, because he's not the first, nor is he going to be the last that this happens to, but it's like, is he automatically considered gay because he does that? Is she wrong because she's faking people out here? Like, who's at fault here?
Did he know?
That's what I was.
How would you know? So I'm all, cause all of the other story. Well, except for Bobby Valentino,
right?
We saw him on tape.
Right, because that's the thing. Because niggas be acting like they don't know.
In person is a different story.
Right.
But if you looking at pictures, I've gotten fooled by some damn transgender women. Like, would have never thought in a million years he was ever a man.
Yeah, pictures.
But that's what I'm like. I think it was only an Instagram thing, but the girl is like huge. She's like, she looked like she's 6'2".
Damn.
But very shapely. She's the brown skin girl. She's cute. But I wouldn't have I don't know. Like, do you have that radar to see right through transgender?
But shit, I can kind of sense, you know, based on the voice. You dig? And also, if they're just overly feminine too, sometimes.
What about just straight through pictures? Like,
no, you can't really tell on pictures a lot because people, they use all types of filters and shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So you shoot your shot, boom, now you on the news. Oh, shit, I've been trying to talk to a transgender. He don't even know she's a transgender.
But
I wonder if that's a thing because, you know, Jocelyn said Stevie liked his booty play with.
Oh, damn.
That
damn.
Don't mean he did.
Damn.
I mean,
damn.
It might.
Unless he's like, ooh, put something up there, that's suspect.
And the Stevie J's son, he was just talking to this person online.
On Instagram.
Wow.
He just sent her a message like, where you at? I've been looking for you.
Oh,
and
damn.
She like, I'm right here. But the way she responded made it seem like that was probably the first time he ever said something to her. And the news is just making some big deal out of it.
They're making big
What
deal
you done pulled up?
Hold on, Bobby V. Hold on. Listen to the tranny. Hold on, wait.
Bobby V, y'all.
Now this is the tranny with Bobby V.
Back up for me. Back up. Got my hands. Bobby V, y'all. Bobby Valentino.
That's
you got your shoes.
Got your
keys. If you want it back, bring me some money. Call me so I can tell you the price, Bobby V.
Now that's clearly a goddamn man. I don't give a shit what you say. You know that's a fucking dude.
Yeah, that's.
I don't even see this person, and that's clearly a man.
I got your shoes,
Bobby V.
In your case,
you dig? So
bring me some money.
This nigga
crazy.
Running outside in his drawers, and also the rapper Young Buck. They said something is going on with him.
Yes, in a training.
What
really?
Happened?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think. But all of these people we're talking about reside in Atlanta. Y'all know that.
Oh, is Young Buck in Atlanta?
I think so.
I think he's in Nashville. Texas? Yeah, Tennessee. But somebody
an hour and a half away.
Yeah, Dorian is
in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Oh, damn. Look, in Atlanta. We were just in Atlanta. Okay, we all were just down there. So. It's a gay black hub. It's the black gay capital down in Atlanta. Shout out to our gay lesbian brothers and sisters.
I know, right? No.
We're not disparaging you.
None.
But niggas know when you're fucking with a tranny down there in Atlanta. You know. And some people just got a thing for that.
Yeah, if you like it, you like
it. They like that. And it's gay. It is gay. It is gay.
I don't want him to be like that.
You know.
We lose all the fine ones to men.
Some girls, that's crazy. I had a friend And she told me she doesn't care if her dude was bisexual. And I thought that was weird.
Damn.
For me, because I don't care if you bisexual. I just don't want you.
Right, just me.
And then I'm going to need to know. Because if you want to do what you want to do, that's totally your business. I'm down for it. But I personally, that's not what I want for my life.
Right. And the story you told about Barney is so fucking hilarious. That's the classic story.
That's why I've been traumatized ever since. Because I'm like, just living your truth.
Yeah.
If you like, but you know, the guy was claiming that he was just using him as a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And but he, but the crazy.
You remembered his name? I'm like, damn. Because
that's a funny story.
That name is fucking hilarious.
That's a dope ass reenactment. That shit is funny as hell. But like the dude, he used to get some really bad bitches though. The guy used to talk like he was fine. Mm. So I knew he liked women. Because all the little girls you talk to.
I can't do bisexual.
But the thing is, he clearly had a sugar daddy. And swear to God, he didn't have to do nothing.
So let's say y'all met a dude.
No, let's
skip that scenario. Y'all met him and the dude went to prison. And, you know, he did a little something strange for some change one time while he was on lockdown. Or let's go.
Wait.
Let's say he got raped in prison. All right.
So
it wasn't his choice, but they took his booty in prison and he admitted it. He's like, hey, look, Bree, you know, I've been to jail.
No, we don't got to talk about it.
No, really?
We don't got to talk about it.
So y'all just wouldn't talk about it?
No.
But would you deal with it?
No, I'm not dealing
with
it.
But the dude, it wasn't his fault.
How did you let somebody take your booty though?
He was from a different gang.
That's not acceptable. Mm-mm.
So you, a man getting his manhood taken, you can't rock with it.
No.
Yeah, because then it shows what if he's is. Okay. Like, you should have fought for your shit. No,
but what if it was a
gang?
The
clinch on my ass. You know, I can't accept a grown man. Like, and if that happened to you and it was like traumatizing and all of that shit, like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want that. That has nothing to do with me.
But what if he's a great guy, Layla? Bree, what if he's a good dude? He's working hard.
I don't want to know
that. He got himself together. And he was like, look, I'm going to therapy. You know, I got a good job. I'm a Fortune 500 company manager.
But he don't like it no more,
No, he didn't like it at all. But he got raped in jail as he was young. He was like, look, I have to go to therapy to get over this shit. I mean, they tore my booty hole up when I went to jail.
I don't want to know. If this is what I'm saying. Like,
I'm too visual for that.
Yeah.
I have a visual mind. I would think about that every single time.
Yeah, I would too.
No, I don't think that's fair to the brother who's been traumatized.
I don't think it's fair.
Because sometimes dudes have to deal with women who've been molested. You did.
That's very true, and a lot of women are like that,
right?
Like, and they haven't even spoken on it,
right?
So
they
do deal with a lot of mental issues for that reason. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you rather not know, basically,
or take me to therapy, which we got to face this with somebody. Like, I don't know. I don't really like you.
I would have to really, really. I would make an exception if I know for sure you didn't like it and you're never going that route again.
Right.
And if you get help, like Bree said. And for sure you can't like it, and for sure you cannot be attracted to men.
Because Tyler Perry, he said that he got molested by a dude when he was a kid. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have been molested by
Yeah. But when it's a man, you know, it's like, you know, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? As a woman, how do you, I would always like to know, how would a woman deal with that with a dude? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
How do men deal with their woman being raped by another man? Like, that's some traumatizing shit to them.
Yeah.
Because let alone you sleep with another man, but now another man has raped you. Like,
that's
a different dynamic too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know.
Or what if she get raped by a woman?
I know.
I know, yeah.
I know. And studs be doing that shit. You know, you got these rapey studs out here.
Rapey studs.
Yeah, you did.
You and your damn phrases. Got these rapey studs.
Man. Speaking of studs, going back to the Whitney Houston thing, you know, she had that her assistant Robin.
People were saying something about
her.
I didn't know that.
Whitney was messing with her for years.
Wait, they didn't disclose that.
They didn't say that in the movie. They kind of hinted a little bit.
You can tell.
Yeah. And that was a good looking. She was a good looking fucking stud. Robin was a cute ass chick.
Do you think Bobby knew?
He knew. I know for a fact he knew. I know people who know Bobby.
He was just cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you got Whitney Houston sitting on $100 million fucking dollars, and the Don't Be Cruel money done dried up, so you're like, you know.
Wow.
But a lot of guys really don't care if you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
They be like, you know, whatever, have your fun.
Oh, that's why the part when he threw her out, he said, who you going to choose, me or him?
Right, they were hinting. You see the hints?
Yeah, the hints were there.
And Robin is a loyal ass chick because she could have came out with a tell-all book and just cleaned up with money.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she knows she all the secrets. Yeah. So yeah. She disappeared. She's real low-key now.
Think about Janet. Janet and Bobby.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny because I read that in the book when Bobby and Janet, you know, Bobby was hitting that. He was
That's
smashing that.
Crazy.
And
Janet was so disconnected. She was good. She was a good Janet too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was.
She was so disconnected from that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
She would just wanted Bobby for the sex. Like, yeah, she was treating him like a thought.
Yeah, he was like, "Tell me you love me. Who pussy is this?"
And she was like,
She's humming the DeBarge song in her mind while she's fucking. She's thinking about marrying this other nigga. You dig? And Bobby got pussy whipped by Janet, and that fucked with him. That's why, you know, he got with Whitney, you know, and fell head over heels with her. So
yeah. It's hard for me to like sleep with somebody I don't want. Like, you know, that I'm that disconnected to.
Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe she just, yeah.
Because it's like, how do you, first of all, you could tell he was fucking the shit out of her. Like, that was
maybe
everybody's
that's why
reason.
That's why she wanted.
It seemed like that was all his reason. Every woman, well, not the reason, because, you know, Bobby is who he is and he demands attention and all of that shit, but he was laying it down.
Yeah.
But. Mm. Like, how do you even get to the point to know that he's laying it down and, you know, you being that disconnected? That's kind of
crazy.
Yeah, because
she was Janet, I guess. Hell
yeah.
Like, I've got, you know.
And that's sheltered pussy. That pussy was sheltered, too. So they know how to throw it. Janet was throwing that pussy on his ass.
Yeah.
You did?
They say them. They be the wildest
They'll
ones.
They be the wildest ones. Yeah. Janet was probably in there doing some shit to Bobby's ass.
Yeah.
And this nigga, he combed his hair into a Gumby. He didn't know what the fuck to do. He just got confused. That's where the Gumby came from.
He combed his hair
That's bed head. That nigga's laying in the bed thinking about that pussy.
I hate the way you say pussy with a W. What that pussy.
My wife said the same thing. Why
are
you saying pussy
like
that?
Oh,
damn.
She noticed. I didn't even notice it.
Hilarious.
Did y'all see Iyanla Brandy Maxwell, who was on The Basketball Wife?
I want to see that.
Did you see that?
I want to see
that. When she was like, do you know he cheated on her 304? Who, first of all, who knows the number?
I know.
341 times.
Man.
Do you take somebody back after that?
I don't shit. My God.
That happened to me in one of my relationships.
341 times.
It was close to that number.
How do you know?
It wasn't Bree.
He wrote them down.
He wrote down?
He wrote it down and I found the damn notes.
Oh,
he was one of them list making niggas. They would make. You do that when you were a teenager. I mean, niggas.
Yeah.
I make lists.
You know what? He was very goal
oriented.
Y'all
make lists?
Oh, yeah.
He was very goal oriented in every other part of his life.
Okay.
So there was a goal he wanted to hit. And so to make sure he hit that goal, I think that's why he did it.
Hilarious.
I didn't know guys make lists.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't know that?
Oh,
women?
And it was stars and it was codes on there that meant stuff.
Ladies, let me talk to the ladies. Yes. Well, young dudes, when we're young, we make lists. We got a whole hit list of the women we done smashed. You do that when you're young. I had my little list when I was young. You did?
What? Is that called? What is it called? Holodex?
The Holodex. No, we just call it the hit list back in the day.
Oh, the hit list.
All my players in the chat room, if you had a list at one time in your life, press 1. See, y'all don't. See, y'all erase shit in your mind. Y'all don't be wanting to have. Y'all don't want
that
body. Yeah, y'all don't want that body count up at all.
Body count down.
You got to keep that body count down. You like.
And y'all somewhere making whole ass lists.
Man, y'all be
tall as you and shit.
Exactly. Y'all be in dick denial. Like, I didn't really fuck them. That was the drunk me who fucked them. So that don't really count because it ain't me. That wasn't my spirit. Y'all be doing all types of justifications.
Hey, women come up with so many reasons it don't count.
I know.
Okay. It don't count.
You dig?
How many people put a one in there?
It's one. It's just one whole list of ones. Man.
Where do y'all write it down? And like y'all buy a notebook?
We have a
this?
Notebook. I had a little notebook with little names in it.
I'm so mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys do that. Guys have done that, you know.
And I stayed with them for a long time after that. I just didn't know better.
Damn.
I mean, not that I didn't know better. It was bad timing.
Did you see your name on the list?
Yeah.
What number was you?
Oh, it wasn't a number. It was on the days.
Okay.
It was a calendar. So it would be like this day, this day, this day. God, so it would be different names on each day. And I would be like in between some of the names.
That's so creepy.
That nigga was making pussy appointments. God damn.
That's kind of creepy. I don't know. That creeped me. That was creepy.
Man.
It did. It fucked me up. It was like the realest relationship I had been in at that point.
How long?
How long did it last?
The relationship, yeah.
Like 6 years.
God
oh
damn.
My goodness.
6 years.
Lord. Man. But anyway, man, let's get up out of here, man. Thank God. It's past three. Look, everybody, Hidden Colors 5, we have 5 days left for everybody to get involved with HC5. Five more days left. Five. We're doing good. Let's hit it. This is the grand finale in the Hidden Colors series.
Word? This is the last one?
This is the last Hidden Colors. Yep. This is five is going to be the finale. That's it. Now, I'm still going to do other movies. But,
he like, yeah, don't
people
trip. Don't,
people are like, you retiring? No, 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 no. That's just that's the end of the Hidden Colors series. It's going to stop at five. So this is the grand finale. So everybody go to Indiegogo.
My screenplay.
Yes, indeed. Go to Indiegogo and get that, ladies and gentlemen. Bree, what are you doing this weekend, dear?
I have people coming in from out of town, so I'm going to show them around a little bit because I'm not giving my whole weekend.
There you go. Where are they coming in from? Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Oh, cool. And then I'm going to get some like working out, some hiking, no? Some yoga. No, not my mama.
Mm-mm. And Layla, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to do a fight party.
Who's fighting this weekend?
Canelo and who the fuck is GGG? Some, I don't know. It's a big fight party.
And
going
you buy tickets to it, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a link in my bio. Okay. I'm gonna be there. It's a big ass fight party. And
where's it gonna be?
It's gonna be at one of my brother's locations.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
Yeah, Tariq, this is your invite.
Yes, Tariq, you are invited.
What day is it?
It's on Saturday.
I might come on through. Goddamn.
Come on through. Look at that. Y'all, if I wonder who's fighting.
Canelo. Whoever. Canelo. It's a rematch.
Triple G.
Yeah.
Triple G. Who's Triple G? Who the fuck is Triple G?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, I gotta look into it and see what's popping. But anyway, what's y'all Instagrams, Bree?
My Instagram is Bree.Arie. It's B-R-I dot A-R-I-E-R.
Sounds so
and
rich.
I know. And Layla, what is yours, dear?
Mine's just Miss Lai Lopez. I don't say mine like that. Mine's a ratchet. No, M-S-L-A-I-L-A-L-O-P-E-Z, Miss Layla Lopez.
Cool, y'all can find me at Tariq Elite on the gram, and also go to ismradio.com to get the Ism Radio coffee table books that everybody loves. Woo-hoo. As you can see, they love the coffee table books, and I hear some crunching. Is
Sorry, my breath was stinking.
Sarah part two.
No. Ooh, over here. I found our interview too. I found my interview.
You did? Well,
online.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, I got some shit to say to y'all when we get off the air.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh. We in trouble.
But ismradio.com, guys. Ismradio.com. Get the coffee table book, and we will holler at you guys next week. Peace.
Woo.